Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, here I am, and here we are, and once again plumbing through all of the annals of dining in New Orleans and in America, or any place around here. That's what we do, and I don't even have to be as snooty as I was just now to describe that. It's just we talk about food here, and that's the beginning and the end of it. We'd love to hear from you about where you've been eating, what are your favorite dishes, what you have particularly had your share of. When, there was an article here, just you might have heard it just a couple of minutes ago on the CBS News about the fact that people are traveling all over the country right now in their cars and just enjoying themselves. But this makes a lot of other matters to come to the forefront. And what we get in particular is the fact that there are a lot of places who go to certain restaurants that they like more than any other, and they get really hooked on it. The one that sort of fell our way is that there is a place in Texas, is mainly where I've seen it, but it is also in a lot of the southern half of the country, and it's called I can't remember it. Yeah, gee, for the first time? No. Anyway, it's the name of the restaurant is Whataburger. W-H-A. It had these big, spiky signs. Anyway, it's very distinctive. And that was the name of the place, Whataburger. If you are a fan of Whataburger, call me and tell me about it, why we should like that more than any other place. And if it's a good answer, you get to put them up there. But we are also interested in all the other hamburgers out there, hamburger being a big thing in this part of the season. We're giving it a little more look at. So, okay, enough of that. Is this Dan waiting for me here and waiting for me to shut up when I really should have done it 10 minutes ago? Dan, I'm sorry. I can just jabber on endlessly. I'm sure you
hear me. That's okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, perfect. I hear you.
Okay, I'm on my Bluetooth in my car. I just wanted to be sure you could hear me. I wanted to tell you the best veal, and I've been going there for years, is at the Peppermill.
Peppermill is very good.
That veal is excellent. They do a great job with the angel hair pasta.
Yeah.
With the garlic butter. And another one is the Rabbit in Gretna. I don't know whether you've been there.
Oh, yeah. The Rabbit, they actually have four locations around town. And they
I
are.
I didn't know
really,
that.
Yeah, there's one. The original one is on the West Bank. And then they opened up one in. Let's see, where were all those? There's the one you're referring to, and then, well, there's, trust me, there's more of them in there. But they, but anyway, getting back to the Peppermill, they do have a lot of veal, good veal dishes, but the one that I like best, or ones that I should like the best, they do a lot of things with seafood. And they always seem to seem to have really good speckled trout, and they do a nice job with that. And they also, because their heritage is that of Italy, and they go back three generations. They had a bunch of historic red sauce restaurant chips in here. Always been that way. They've Peppermill does a main job with the Sicilian Thai food. It's with all of the red sauce and everything. Good stuff.
We've always been happy with a really good restaurant.
And you know what else I like about the Peppermill is when you go there, they talk to you as if they've always known you in their life. I always get
shrimp.
I'm not a regular there particularly. I'd go there maybe 3-4 times a year, maybe. While I'm there, you know, down to the bus boys even, you know, they'll come over as if you had been on their list for 100 years. It's really something.
Absolutely right. It's amazing you notice that, but that is so true. Interesting part about that restaurant, I have a grandson that says he likes the food, but he says there's way too many old people in there. I said, we park
isn't
our walkers
shame?
Outside and come in.
You know, isn't that a shame? I mean, I can see where they're coming from. And when you're old-looking, you probably don't get as much action as you were to otherwise be there. But, I mean, for goodness sake, what would the fact that somebody else, you know, without knowing that, it's a terrible thing. All right, let's see. Who's next? Jasu? Sue, I'm sorry. Sue, welcome to the food show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi there.
Whataburger. You were talking about Whataburger. My gosh, they are so good. They should have one here in Covington.
Well, what is it about it that you like so much? It's
the Whataburger is a big burger.
Yeah.
Kind of a thin patty. They're dressed just delicious. They're just delicious.
Yeah.
They're reasonably priced. They're really cheap for a big burger, but they are so good. But really should have one in Covington.
Mm. Yeah, well,
but
you
I've
know,
had them
kinda...
in Lafayette, Florida. Lafayette, Florida. There's a little town in Mississippi. And I think I have them in Baton Rouge, but my gosh, that's a long ways to go for a burger.
Oh, yeah, I'll say. Yeah, that's... but anyway, it's one of those things that those who live there, they know all about it. But, you know, it isn't for everybody, I guess.
Well,
I know
but the first time I had Whataburger was in Florida. And I said, oh, my gosh, this is the best thing I've ever put in my mouth. It was so good, you know. But they really, I mean, they had one here in Covington. I think it would do really well, you know.
Yeah.
But that's my thing on the Whataburger. I think they are absolutely great.
Well, good. Are you planning to do any long-distance driving during the holidays here, or probably not?
No, I'm just going to hang around at the house and just do summer stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
not?
I'd like to go on a vacation, but not right now, you know.
Well, nice talking to you. Thanks for calling. See ya. It's the food show, and here's John. John, welcome.
No, thank you very much. Always enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Been to? You're welcome. Have you been to the new restaurant by Justin? The third one he just opened up on Charter Street, 200 block of Charter Street. Justine's, very nice French restaurant. Have you been there? And if so, have you rated it?
Oh, the name of the place is Justine. Yeah, we have been there. In fact, my wife and I love that place, and we've had nothing but good dinners there. If I were to complain about anything at all, I think it's a little too expensive, but only a little. And it's brand new restaurant, and those are the kind of things that take a while to figure out. So, but other than that, especially on a date or something, I think it would be great for that. It has a nice style.
Yeah, the way the way they've decorated everything's beautiful. It really is beautiful. Even the maitre d' was enjoyable too.
Yeah, I mean, it's a French bistro. I mean, that explains everything, right there.
Sure does.
Yeah.
Sure does. Well, thank you. You wouldn't have a rating yet for it.
No,
would you give it 3-4 stars or anything?
I might. I don't know if I'd give it 3 more, but I could conceive of doing that. The guys who run that place are very sharp, and I think they've done a great job with that new restaurant. And it's in a part of the French Quarter that hasn't seen a lot of turnover lately, so that's good. All right. Thank you. It's Jay calling for us over here on the green phone. Jay?
Hey, Tom. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you for calling.
Hey, well, it's a shorter Whataburger report than I was going to do because the lady before pointed out they're not only in Texas anymore. I lived in Austin for a few years before I came back to New Orleans after Katrina. And they've kind of expanded across the Gulf Coast, but interestingly skipped New Orleans, the New Orleans metro. They're in Baton Rouge, Lafayette, the Gulf Coast, and Pensacola. And I'm really a fan of theirs. I'm in Baton Rouge and Lafayette several times a month with my work. It's, you know, it's not Portocal, but in terms of a fast food burger. Okay. I'll leave it at that. But it's consistently good. You know, dozens of times that I've eaten there, they've never gotten anything wrong. Can't say that about other fast food joints. And it's just, seems like a great, you know, clean quality burger and consistently good. And they have, it's one of these restaurants too, has a very limited number of things on the menu too. It's not, you know, raft after raft of things to choose from.
Yeah, I noticed that. And if there were anything I would complain about, it is that I think their service, their menu is a little short of what I was expecting to find, but it wasn't enough again to get me worked up about
it. Interesting. Hey, do you have 60 seconds where I can plug something for the food bank?
Oh, great. Please do. Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, thanks, man. 1 week from today is our Rubber Duck Derby. We're adopting selling 25,000 ducks, $5 a piece, and we're going to turn them all loose at the lake at City Park 1 week from today. Mm-hmm. You do not have to be present to win, though we'd certainly love to see you out there. We have a couple of hundred people there with face painting and music and snowballs and all that jazz. And we release the ducks at 4 p.m. New Orleans Fire Department's there, blasting them across the water. And if you're adopted duck, your $5 duck gets across the line first, you win $5,000. And then other prizes like round trip airfare for two on Southwest Airlines, $1,000 gift card to Rouse's Supermarkets, and a whole bunch of other donated prizes. Just go to get your ducks, Google up Second Harvest Food Bank, or just go to our website, no-hunger.org.
Here, let me write that down.
Hyphen hunger dot org.
Okay.
And it's right there.
I don't think I believe it or not. I don't think I have this right.
Hunger. H-U-N-G-E-R.
Where's the H? Okay, this is the H, and it just came out as something else. Hunger. And there we are. Okay, we've got it. N-O-hyphen-H-U-N-G-E-R.
.org.
N-O-hunger. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah.
There you go. Right. Thank you, Tom. Thanks. It's always it's a wonderful fundraiser, and donations are a little down this time of the year, so it comes in handy to have these fundraisers for us this time of the year.
Well, those little ducks are cute anyway. They have they wear they wear eye frames. What do you call it? Okay, we'll be back with. Oh no, we'll. What's next? We'll be back with more of the food show after first. Please this. Hello, welcome back. It's the food show. I sure love doing this program. I really do. It's great to just sit here talking to you. We'd love to talk with you. Why not? Give us a call. 260-1870. 260-1870. Tim is waiting for us, I think, over here on the green phone. Tim, is that you?
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Just wanted to give you an observation on North Louisiana Muffies.
Muffies?
I've been to Shreveport in the past few years, and they fix a muffaletta-style sandwich, but it's on considerably thinner bread, and they call it a muffy, and they put it in a panini-type device and toast it.
Well, it doesn't sound horrible.
It's quite good. In fact, what I do locally now is when I buy mine here in Thibodeau, I go ahead and do the same thing, mash them down a little bit, and then throw them in the toaster oven, and they do fine, you know. Number two, I wanted to ask you if you were familiar. I used to make my classes read the New Yorker, and one of the articles was by Calvin Trillin.
Yeah.
And one of
terrific
my banker
writer.
Friends notified it, and he got about $1,000 a minute for a speech he gave in New Orleans fairly recently. It was called Missing Links. And I thought it was about golf at first, but no, it was about the search for the perfect boudin.
Oh, yeah, I remember reading that.
Right, and I thought it was a marvelous article, but particularly, I wonder, you know, at the end of the article, he was asked, if there was any area of America where he had gotten consistently good food. And he first said no, and then he paused and said, well, wait a minute. If you drew a line from Baton Rouge to the southernmost border to the east in Mississippi, and you drew the other line all the way across to the extreme southwest border at Lake Charles, everywhere within that triangle, you could find consistently good food.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And well, I never forgot
that.
You
could go along with that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. So.
Well, I'm glad somebody was listening to it because it's been said by more than a few people. This is a special kind of a place.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, thanks for sharing all that with us.
Thank you so much.
You too. See ya. It's the Food Show. Our number is 260-1870. Love to hear from you. What? Mateo. Welcome.
Hi,
Mateo.
Hi, Tom. Hi there. I'm enjoying a career change in my early 40s. It's my first time waiting tables or serving tables, and I'm fortunate enough to be at a fine steakhouse on the North Shore. And I was wanted to get your advice on how to make customers feel like I've known them for 100 years, how to make them feel welcome, how to pass that on to my back waiters or my bussers. You know, you mentioned Peppermill, and they have a way of doing that. I was wondering if you could give me some specific tips or tricks on how to do that as a new waiter in the business.
That's a very good question, and it's a very good potential answer too, because if you come up with this, you will indeed have people loving you to a great extent. It's just the common sense stuff, basically. Rules, forget about rules in a restaurant. You serve them, and here it comes. And you talk about it, and everything ought to have a story behind it. It can be a very short story, but I find that works very well, too. Because I have to sell these things, it comes down to that. And I wish I could tell you more. Maybe I'll write a book about it. But it's a good question. And if I had any more time, we'd talk about it some more, but I don't. We'll be back with some more of the news from CBS. Stay tuned. Thank you. Welcome back. This is The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. You are as well. Well, we could pretend. I would be an upstroke for me. Anyway, Chris is joining us over here on the blue phone. Chris, you there? Chris,
hey,
hello.
Tom, good afternoon. Hi. Good afternoon, Alice. I was calling you to share my love for Whataburger.
Well, oh, you too, huh? This is, we've been doing this show for 30 years, and this is the first time anybody has made a big fuss over Whataburger, but go right ahead.
Tom, I don't know exactly how I stumbled on them. I'm on the road a lot driving, and I catch... there's actually one in Gonzales. I know folks have talked about Lafayette and the Gulf Coast.
Hmm.
And I caught the one in Gonzales just this past Wednesday. That's probably the closest to Metro New Orleans, the one in Gonzales.
That's still quite a drive.
Yeah, it is. You wouldn't want to make a drive just for a fast food hamburger, but if you pass it through about that time. So.
Mm-hmm.
But Tom, I don't know. Maybe they pay their employees a little bit more, or they do a better job screening employees, but it just always seems like their employees are a notch above. They're very accurate, sir.
I said maybe that's it right there. That's the secret.
That's part of it. They're very accurate with getting your burger correct. I'm not a big mustard guy on burgers, and they'll always, you know, the mustard gets held, the sandwich comes out correctly. We're talking about a fast food hamburger. My favorite burger is a Copeland burger, but in terms of fast food burgers, I think it's the tastiest hamburger. They do a good job with their fresh onions, Tom. What they do is you don't get the onion rings. They actually chop the onions. And so you'll get, and I like onions. So you get more onions in every bite. If you're not an onion guy, you might want to tell them to hold the onions because they are generous in their condiments. Overall, the bun, the burger, the lettuce, tomato, the chopped onions as opposed to the onion ring type. Overall, thumbs up. Best fast food hamburger of the chains that I come across.
Now my wife will want to be doing this for the next year. Anyway, thanks a lot for all of that. Danielle is joining us over here on the green phone. Danielle?
Yes, Tom. I wanted to tell you about my favorite restaurant now, and that is Merrill's. That is the best restaurant. Merrill's, one of the Emeril Lagasse restaurants.
Oh, Merrill's. M-E-R-Y-L. Yeah.
Yes, Merrill's, named after his daughter. And
that's right.
I'm telling you, the staff there is outstanding. The manager is outstanding. It's to me the best. And the pleasure, such a pleasure dining there. The food is great. It's great price. I love their shrimp tacos. But you go there, order the appetizers, the flatbread and the appetizers, and taste everything. And then split the entree because you want room for the dessert. I love going there. I just get a parking place around Merrill's. And sometimes we go to St. Patrick's for Mass and walk around the corner and hit up at Merrill's. It is great.
Yeah. That really is a good place, but I was watching them as they came along and what they did to get that restaurant started. It was pretty interesting. And they set the restaurant up so that particularly younger people can go in there, and it's all very easy to get into. You can either get a hamburger, an order of fries, or you can get a steak, or you could do a lamb chop. I mean, they've got everything under the sun, but it's all very accessible.
It is great.
I think they've done a great job. Yeah.
My father-in-law loves gumbo, so I try so many different restaurants and see who has the best gumbo.
Yeah.
My favorite has been Chef Ron's Gumbo Shop.
Say it again.
He's got Chef Ron's Gumbo Shop in Metairie.
Oh, yeah.
They're expanding it now, and so they closed for about a month. But he's got gumbo prepared different ways, and you can get the fried shrimp or the fried oysters on top of it. His gumbo is the best in the city.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
Just the quantity of putting what they put down, but it's good stuff too.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us with that. My pleasure. The restaurant she was talking about is Merrill, and you know which is which because it's Emeril, as in Chef Emeril, M-E-R-I-L, which is Emeril's name spelled without the E on the front end. So that's where that came from. And it's a little joke, and it's not a joke against anybody. So, yeah, you can get away with that. John, welcome to the food show.
Hey, Tom. I wanted to talk about Jack Dempsey's there out on Poland Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is by far the best seafood platter I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything like it. Their gumbo is great. Their mac and cheese is great. Their onion rings are just mountain high. Mm. Love that place.
Yeah, that seems to be the criterion for getting that kind of attention. But you know what? I haven't been there in ages, and so I was never a big fan of it. But it's the kind of restaurant where when I hear stories about it and I calculate it by what I already know, I wind up making a change in how I feel about it. I mean, it's kind of normal. But most people who tell me they went there have nothing but good things to say about it, so that's good. So you're probably in good shape with that one.
Oh, yeah, I'm in great shape because of that place.
Well, you never can tell.
Yeah, you know it.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks for dropping in. Bob is here. Bob, come on in.
Hey, Tom, just want to let you know about Whataburger.
Whataburger, yeah. Tell me more. We haven't heard enough about it today.
Founded in 1950, a couple of guys in Corpus Christi, Texas. Headquarters is in San Antonio, and 824 locations across the U.S.
Hmm. Well, they're pretty successful then.
Yeah, they had them in my hometown when they were growing up, and the difference is that Mickey D's had the smaller burgers for like, you know, 25, 50 cents. But Whataburger is a lot bigger patty, a bun and stuff on it. And it was inside a Frost Top, so you got the Whataburger and the big root beer with a cold mug.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It sounds like
Enjoy the show. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Nice hearing from you. It's the Food Show. We'll come back with more of it in a moment after first, please, this. Welcome back. It's the Food Show, and it's me, Tom Fitzmaurice. We talk about food, and that's about it. And that's a pretty good thing to talk about, though. It's much that can be said. Our program today is sponsored by the Maple Street Cafe, or is it the Perrins? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Perrins. Our show is sponsored by Perrins. I don't know why I got that in my mind, the opposite of it. But anyway, Perrins Poor Boys goes back to the 1975 era, and I knew the guy who started it, and I was not surprised that the first thing he did after he started his shop going is to upgrade everything, which he did mainly in the way of taking out various seafoods and also the hamburgers, picking that through, cooking everything to order with no exceptions. And that's how it's always been over there at the place over there. It's New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood Company. The seafood part is something that will really surprise you. It is so delicate and so well done, fresh, prepared to order just the way you want it. New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood Company. And by the way, they have 10 locations around town, and they're easy enough to find. So go find one and love it. Brian, welcome to the Food Show.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
Good. Well, I was calling to talk about McGuire's gumbo.
McGuire's?
What I know about? Yes, McGuire's. It is. I know
Where
that
is
it
that?
Comes in chicken. Well, McGuire's had a little restaurant, and people love their gumbo, so he wound up cooking gumbo. And now the only place I know to find it is in Rouse's supermarket.
Hmm.
It comes in chicken and sausage gumbo and seafood gumbo.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, that's enough to keep me happy. And
yes,
you like it?
And, but definitely, definitely. Also, I'd like to, if possible, I have a niece that's looking for a job, and she's been in a restaurant business for 12 years and was very loyal to as a server.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's possible to put out a phone number if anybody would like to hire Rebecca, but
no,
was loyal.
It would be much more, it would work much better if you were to send a letter to the owner of the restaurant where she wants to eat, or where she wants to work. Getting it on the radio, that's not going to bring anybody to anywhere. So
100% understand.
Yeah. All right. All right. Thanks.
Okay. Well, thank you.
This is the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Who's over here? It's getting hard to juggle my papers. I have too many of them. Who's next? We're not sure. I'll tell you what. I have another little story that came up. The Gourmet Gazetteer. The Gourmet Gazetteer. A gazetteer is like an encyclopedia. It's kind of like an it's also kind of like a dictionary, but it only talks about places and things like towering towers of mountains, places. That have names, cities, towns. Anyway, today's is Apricot Street. It's in the Carrollton section right here of New Orleans. It runs mostly one way from South Carrollton Avenue to the limits at Monticello Street. It's interrupted for about a half a block by Earhart Expressway, a block away from the historic but now defunct Barrow's Shady Inn. Oh, wait a minute. We can update that. Barrow's Shady Inn, which is a catfish specialist going all the way back to the 1940s, and they are back in business again on Earhart Boulevard, right off of Carrollton Avenue. And Barrow's is a leading contender for the title of best catfish in New Orleans. So if you're looking for that, as I usually am, try it out. Apricot. It's on the other side of Carrollton. That's the name of the place, Apricot. And its closest restaurant is Ye Old College Inn, too, is right in that neighborhood. So there we are, and there's our gourmet gazetteer for today. Pop-pop-pop-pop, like we needed that. 260-1870. We'd love to hear from you, and we have a few remaining moments here to spend with you. Why don't you give me a call? Let's talk about whatever is left. 260-1870. And let's see. What's left? Not very much. We're getting to the end of the program. And tomorrow we'll be here from, as I understand it, we're going from noon until 2 or 3, something like that. Anyway, same show, same guy, same story, right over here, where we like to be. It's been here a long, long time. We will back. We'll be come back in just a moment. After first, please this. Hello there. Welcome back. It's the food show. We're just about done, but I'm not ready to put my foot on the brake yet. Sandy is joining us over here on the yellow phone. Hi there.
How you doing? Is the fish as good as his daddy used to make it?
I'm sorry, say that again.
The daddy, the one who found the first person who ran the restaurant. What's his father?
Which restaurant?
Billy Barrows.
Oh, no. That was his father. And then there was him, and then he had the next generation coming up after that. That's my understanding of it. I got to know him kind of well, but then he got hit by a car, and that was that. So anyway, the food is very good. I have had no problems with the food at all. As a matter of fact, people around there just rave about it. Let's see. We have time to get Ben in. Ben, welcome to the food show.
Hey, yes, sir. Good afternoon.
It is good. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question. Have you ever been to B&J Seafood in Hammond?
I have. I can't remember if I have or not. It rings a bell, and I've been down that way, but I don't have any memory of specifically going there. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to tell you they have the best roast beef po' boys.
Yeah.
In Louisiana, and they also have great artichokes.
Yeah. Whereabouts was this again?
Okay, it's in Hammond, and it's
Hammond?
You know where Lowe's is in Hammond? It's,
yeah.
It's on Church Street in Hammond.
Okay.
And you would do yourself a favor if you and your family went there.
Well, we get that way every now and then. I have a lot of friends who live in or around Houma, or they are in the symphony at the music club over there, for lack of a better term. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Bye bye. Yeah. See ya. I think we've come to the end of our program. But we're going to be back tomorrow, starting again at 1 in the afternoon. We're going till 3? 1 to 3. Okay, that's where we will be tomorrow, and I hope to listen to you there. And I hope you go out to dinner someplace good that you maybe have never tried before, or maybe a favorite one that you haven't seen in a little while. That's what we try to do here on The Food Show on the Big 870 WWL. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.